Good morning, students. Today we are going to look at the topic, the physical features of India. Students, you may be knowing that Earth is a dynamic or constantly changing planet. The thin, fragile plates slide over very slowly on the mantle's upper layer. This sliding of the plates is caused by the mantle's convection currents slowly turning over another. This overturn is like a conveyor belt that moves the plates of the crust. These plates are in constant motion, which causes earthquakes, mountain building, volcanism, the production of new crust and the destruction of old crust. The earth's plates are not in constant, but very slow in motion. They move at only 1/2 to 4 inches, that is 1.3 to 10 centimeters per year. Now, let us see how the different landforms are being formed in our country, India. India is a large landmass formed during different geological processes, which has influenced her relief. Besides geological formation, a number of processes such as weathering, erosion, and deposition created and modified the relief to its present form. Now, you can see the major physiographic divisions of India. The physical features of India can be grouped under the following physiographic division. One is the Himalayan mountains, northern plains, peninsular plateau, the Indian desert, the coastal plains, and the last but the least but not the least, the islands. Theory of plate tectonics. 250 million years ago, the Earth's 7 continents were all grouped together into a super continent called Pangaea. What is the name of the super continent? It's Pangaea. Just before the days of the dinosaurs, the Earth's continents were all connected into one huge landmass called Pangaea. This super continent was surrounded by one gigantic ocean that is being called as Panthalassa. What is the name of the supercontinent? Pangaea. And what is the name of that ocean which surrounds this Pangaea? It is Panthalassa. About 180 million years ago, the supercontinent Pangaea began to break up. Scientists believe that Pangaea broke apart for the same reason that the plates are moving today. The movement is caused by the convection currents that roll over in the upper zone of the mantle. This movement in the mantle causes the plates to move slowly across the surface. About 200 million years ago, Pangaea broke into 2 new continents, Laurasia and Gondwana land. Laurasia was made of the present day continents of North America, Europe and Asia. Gondwana land, on the other hand, was made of the present day continents of Antarctica, Australia and South America. The subcontinent of India was also part of Gondwana land. Notice that at this time India was not connected to Asia. The huge ocean of Panthalassa remained, but the Atlantic Ocean was going to be born soon with the splitting of North America from the Eurasian plate. Now, see, notice the position of the Indian subcontinent today. It moved hundreds of miles in 135 million years at a great speed, 4 inches per year. The Indian plate crashed into the Eurasian plate with a such speed and force that it created the tallest mountain range on the earth, that is the Himalayas. Earth scientists have attempted to explain the formation of physical features with the help of some theories based on certain evidences. One such plausible theory is the theory of plate tectonics. According to this theory, the crust, that is the upper part of the earth, has been formed out of 7 major and minor plates. The movement of the plates results in the building up of stresses within the plates and the continental rocks above, leading to folding, faulting and volcanic activity. Broadly, these plate movements are classified into 3 types. One is convergent movement, second one is divergent movement, and the third one is transform movement. Now, let us see what is convergent boundaries. It is formed when 2 plates collide with each other, crumbling up and forming mountains, or pushing one of the plates under the other and back into the mantle to melt. It forms strong earthquake as well as volcanic mountains or islands when the sinking oceanic plate melts. Now, divergent boundary are being formed where the plates are moving away from one another. Here you can see the rift valleys also. This occurs above rising convection currents. Third one is transform boundaries. It forms the features such as fault lines and oceanic fracture zones. Fault lines are also known as the strike slip faults. The borders found in the fractured pieces of the earth's crust where one tectonic plate slides past another to create an earthquake fault zone. Now, let us see where is Gondwana is located. What happens to this Gondwana? It is the southern part of the ancient supercontinent Pangaea with Angara land in the northern part. The Himalayan uplift out of the Tethys Sea and subsidence of the northern flank of the peninsular plateau resulted in the formation of a large basin. In due course of time, this depression gradually got filled with the deposition of sediments by the rivers flowing from the mountains in the north and the peninsular plateau in the south. A flat land of extensive alluvial deposits led to the formation of North Indian plains of India. The land of India displays great physical variation. Geologically, the peninsular plateau constitutes one of the ancient landmasses on the earth's surface. It was supposed to be one of the most stable land blocks. The Himalayan and the northern plains are the most recent landforms. From the point of view of geology, Himalayan mountains form an unstable zone. The whole mountain system of Himalaya presents a very youthful topography with high peaks, deep valleys and fast flowing rivers. You may be knowing the Himalayan rivers, that is Ganges, Indus and Brahmaputra. The northern plains are formed of alluvial. Most volcanoes and earthquakes in the world are located at plate margins, but some do occur within the plates. The oldest landmass, that is the peninsula part, was part of the Gondwana land. Now, let us see how the young fold mountains Himalayas are being formed. The Gondwana land included India, Australia, South Africa, South America and the last one is Antarctica as one single landmass. The convectional currents split the crust into number of pieces, thus leading to the drifting of the Indo-Australian plate after being separated from the Gondwana lands towards north. The northward drift resulted in the collision with a much larger Eurasian plate. Due to this collision, the sedimentary rocks which were accumulated in the geosyncline known as the Tethys Sea were folded to form the mountain system of West Asia and Himalaya. Now, the important features of the Himalayan mountains are it is geologically young and structurally fold mountain. It stretches over the northern borders of India. The mountain ranges run in a west-east direction from the Indus to Brahmaputra. It represents the loftiest and one of the most rugged mountain barriers of the world. They form an arc which covers at a distance of about 2400 kilometers. Their width varies from 400 kilometers in Kashmir to 150 kilometers in Arunachal Pradesh. Altitudinal variations are greater in the eastern half than those in the western half. The Himalaya consists of three parallel ranges in its longitudinal extent. The first one is the Greater Himalaya or the Himadri. Second one is Middle Himalaya or Himachal. It is also being called as Lesser Himalaya also. And the third one is Outer Himalaya or Shivalik. Now let us see what are the important features of the Greater Himalayas or the Himadri. The northernmost range of the Himalayas is known as the Greater Himalayas or the Himadri. It is the most continuous range, consisting of the loftiest peaks with an average height of above 6000 meters. It contains all the prominent Himalayan peaks. The folds of Greater Himalayas are asymmetrical in nature. The core of this part of Himalayas is composed of granite. It is perennially snowbound. A number of glaciers descend from this range. On this chart itself, you can see the different mountain peaks, some of the highest mountain peaks of the Himalayas. Mount Everest, which is located in Nepal, it is around about 8,848 meters from the sea level. And next one you can see in Kanchenjunga in India, 8,598. And you can see Makalu, Dalaudori. You can go through this chart itself, then you may be able to know according to the variations in their heights from the sea level, altitude from the sea level, it has been given. Now, the next slide you can see about the important mountain passes also through the Himalaya, just like Banihal Pass, Jalebla Pass, Karakoram Pass, Mana Pass, Nathulla Pass, Rohtang Pass, Shipkila Pass, Zojila Pass and all, you can go through in this one itself. Now, the range lying to the south of the Himadri forms the most rugged mountain system and it is known as Himachal. You may be knowing that so much of so many valleys or something else can be seen, hill stations and all can be seen in the Himachal. The ranges are mainly composed of highly compressed and altered rocks. The altitude varies between 3700 and 4500 meters and the average width is 50 kilometer. While the Pir Panjal range forms the longest and the most important range. The Dhauladhar and the Mahabharat range also are the prominent hill ranges. This range consists of the famous valley of Kashmir, the Kangra and Kulu valley in Himachal Pradesh. This region is well known for its hill stations. Now let us see the outer Himalayas or the Shivalik. The outermost range of the Himalayas is called the Shivaliks. They extend over a width of 10 to 50 kilometer and have an altitude varying between 900 and 1100 meters. These ranges are composed of unconsolidated sediments brought down by the rivers from the main Himalayan ranges located farther north. These valleys are covered with gravel and alluvium. The longitudinal valley lying between Lesser Himalaya and the Shivaliks are known as dunes. You must have heard about the dunes like Dehradun, Kotli Dune, Patli Dune, etc. These are some of the well-known dunes.